So on this day of sadness and pain, as the nation reacts to the events of last week in Aurora, Colorado, the random events, the random shooting at the movie theater on Friday, it's worth remembering that the war on terror has become part of the cinematic violence we see on screen all the time in this country, CIA operatives versus Al-Qaeda terrorists. But the reality here is much stranger than the fiction. Even the fictions our government would have us believe about who exactly is fighting the American war on terror. For years, we've known that the people responsible for targeting and killing top Al-Qaeda operatives are often outsourced, employees of military subcontractors, people with a resume for getting the nasty job done. But just how nasty is the subject of author and journalist Evan Wright's new book, How to Get Away with Murder in America. He joins us now. Evan, thanks for being with us.
Hi, John.
So, first of all, the subcontracting of all kinds of nasty jobs by the CIA is not new, but the particular individuals that you focus on in your book is relatively new, or maybe it's just some lessons maybe not learned from a generation ago. Explain what you've uncovered here.
Well, this is a story about a man named Enrique Prado, who rose up at the time of 9/11 to be the chief of operations for the CIA at their counterterrorist unit. And after 2004, he took over a program at Blackwater, working with J. Cofer Black, who is one of Romney's top national security advisors today. And they put together at Blackwater an assassination unit that contracted to the CIA and was designed to track and eliminate enemies of America abroad. And that had been reported on. And there's a little bit of a question as to whether that assassination unit was ever what they actually did. The government has said different things, that it was just activated, but it didn't kill people. But I did interview some sources who indicated that it did kill people. But what the story is and How to Get Away with Murder in America is Enrique Prado and his fascinating life, because before he joined the CIA in 1982, he worked as a bodyguard for a cocaine trafficker in Miami. And this story is really about a double life. Enrique Prado, through the past three decades, has been with the agency and also had close associations with his boss, a cocaine trafficker in Miami.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the details here. Remind people of what Blackwater is. They're sort of the uber subcontractor of all subcontractors for the CIA. But how would Enrique Prado have made his way from, first of all, the Miami kind of cocaine trafficking world to the CIA and then to Blackwater?
Yeah, well, actually, one of the best places to start, and it's a really complicated story, is in the late 1960s, there were two young men in Miami who were interested in lifting weights together. One was Enrique Prado, and one was a man named Albert San Pedro. And they were best friends. They were born at the same time in Cuba, both immigrants, and they met through their shared interest in weightlifting and martial arts. And in the late 60s, Enrique Prado joined the Air Force, entered a special forces, a special operations branch of the Air Force, and his best friend, Albert, got into drug dealing. And their lives kept intersecting. After Prado left the Air Force in the early 70s, he returned to Miami and became a fireman. But at the same time, he was hired by his friend Albert, the cocaine trafficker, to be his bodyguard. And during a period between 1973 and 1981, the police later suspected that Prado was involved in three murders as a killer and three others as a suspected accomplice. But none of this came to light until after Prado had joined the CIA.
Now, was this a problem? I mean, if this kind of thing comes to light once you're in the CIA, does this enhance your resume in terms of getting involved in fighting Al-Qaeda, or does it hurt you?
Well, you know, I actually think that the CIA was duped by him initially. I don't think they knew what they were getting when they hired him in 82 because he had a clean record. But what the story becomes about in How to Get Away with Murder in America is that after 1991, there was a federal investigation of Prado. He was targeted in a RICO case and in six of these murder cases. And the CIA did learn who he was. They were successful in keeping him out of the clutches of this FBI task force. And what's amazing is they then promoted him. And Prado, by the year 2000, when he was running the operations for the CIA's counterterrorist operations, he was an SIS-2, which is the equivalent of a two-star general. So I don't know who in the CIA knew who he was when they promoted him, but some people knew about his past.
How much autonomy did he and this unit have post 9/11, as it became clear that this was activated or not a significant tool in the war on terror?
It's a tough question to answer because it was designed to be unknowable in a sense. And at the top of this interview, you mentioned that the CIA has always done things like this. They've always hired outside contractors to do dicey things for them. But what's different about the assassination unit and then the agency's relationship with Blackwater is, first of all, that the CIA was using senior staff officers to run a program of dubious legality that was not subject to the normal restrictions and approval by the executive branch. So that was different. And the other difference is that once this program was migrated into the private sector, it's very hard to tell what they were doing, because as a reporter, it's much easier to look into the government. There's Freedom of Information Act rules where the government has to disclose what it's doing. There's oversight. But once a private company starts doing things, they actually have much more privacy than the government. So we're not sure what Blackwater did and what its successors did. Prado is still working in the private sector, in the private contracting world. He's now with a company called Jefferson Waterman International.
Well, before we go, this program was started under the Bush administration, and perhaps because in the private sector there is greater privacy, as you suggest, is this kind of a program, an operation, something that the Obama administration embraced as well?
Yes. One of the shocking things is that the Obama administration has perpetuated these programs and actually came down on the side of Blackwater in another criminal investigation to shield it, prevent the public and the law enforcement people that were after some Blackwater employees from knowing what they were doing. So it's still very much out there. And in general, I don't think the history of private paramilitary units is a good one for any country.
Well, the story is told in How to Get Away with Murder in America. It's Evan Wright's new book, all about Enrique Prado and others tasked to take out Al-Qaeda operatives at the behest of the CIA. Evan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.